This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Georgia, it's not clear yet, but there could be two runoff elections, which could determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. That means more campaign money will flow. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The stakes are so high in Georgia that candidates might raise more money than they can even spend, says political science professor Jeffrey Lazarus at Georgia State University.
Several hundred million dollars is a conservative estimate.
The candidates are likely to use that money to double down on TV and online advertising and on voter registration, getting people to the polls. Scott Ainsworth is a political science professor at the University of Georgia.
Anytime there's a runoff in the state of Georgia, it's all about turnout.
Ainsworth says that's not easy. Enthusiasm tends to drop in runoff elections. And since many people already support a candidate, there aren't a lot of undecided voters that campaigns can target.
And now you're doing everything you can to persuade them to get registered, to persuade them to turn out. That's just a bigger lift.
Ainsworth says candidates are likely to focus their advertising and get out the vote efforts on people who voted for third-party candidates in the general election. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.